Hello, hello, hello again, and welcome back to Eliza's Havoc with your favorite host, me, Dominique, and today's category, wait for it, not my style of parenting. Ooh, I really want to speak on this, but before I do, I just want to put it out there that, once again, I'm speaking from my opinion, and my opinion only. I am not judging, knocking, or demeaning anyone else's style of parenting, okay? I do not condone or condemn. I'm just speaking on some things that I might not agree with, but like I always say in my show, it's okay not to agree. It's okay to be different. It's okay to feel different. That's what we want. That's what makes this wonderful world so vast and beautiful. Okay, with that being said, let's begin, shall we? So, I wanted to speak on this because I see many parents do different things, like scream, holler, curse, no follow through as far as on the punishment or the discipline. And for the record, punishment and discipline are not the same thing. They are different. The difference is discipline is whenever you were doing something to teach your children either what to do or not to do for future reference. Punishment is whenever they are getting in trouble and you are providing them with a consequence to their actions. Sometimes it can be subtle. There is a subtle line crossing there, but I do want to state that there is a difference. I've seen some parents who just beat up their kids, get a belt, whoop them, and yes, still today, get a belt and whoop them. Yes, we have all kind of establishment out here to, in quotation marks, help protect children, and that's great. But as far as that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm not talking about beat your kids, but I am talking about whoop as a form of punishment and or discipline, however you decide to handle the follow-through part of it. I see many, many things happening with many different people and different parenting styles. I see some where all it is go to your mama, don't bother me. I see some where it's just go to your dad, don't bother me. Go to grandma's house, go to somebody else, not me, because I want to take the time to do something else over here. Now, like I said, I'm not condemning, but I just want to let people know that your style of parenting does not just affect you and what goes on in your house. For the longest time, that's how I felt, that whatever I'm doing with my kids, that pertains to me and my house, how we run our house, and you know, if you're not helping me pay my bills or take care of these kids, your opinion is not needed nor warranted. Not saying that it was in my more ratchet days, so to speak, but it was back in a much more independent time for myself. As I've grown older, I'm beginning to understand that the things you do in your house eventually lead to the same characteristics into the schools, which means your children portray them onto my children, or my children portray them onto your children. And as the children grow, then the same characteristics are portrayed in adulthood. And by adulthood, yes, I mean whenever they achieve adulthood, but I'm also talking about the way they communicate, their method of understanding, the method of cognitive skills, their method of being able to handle certain situations like anger, frustration, issues of these nature. Now, with that being said, I'm speaking on this because whenever all I'm seeing is that you're yelling and cursing at your kid, but you have no follow through to such a degree that I'm also hearing your kid later on come outside talking disrespectful about you. Ooh, that irks me. That gets me going. That grinds my gears. Something terrible. I was raised by an older woman who was older than most of people's grandmas. So back then, respect was a big thing. And it wasn't just because it's a big thing for either you or me. Respect is a way of showing someone that you care or that you're accepting the way things are. But along with showing respect and giving respect, it also allowed things to run smoothly, transitions to run smoothly, conversations to run smoothly. Even the way one handles one's emotions to run a bit smoother than those who don't have respect or don't know how to give it. Now, there's a lot of children out here today who feel like discipline is only whooping or putting your hands on or so on and so forth. And because of this, they can go ahead and call whomever and not have to deal with that or try to get somebody in trouble. See, that is a lack of respect. And for me, the first and foremost thing about parenting, period, is establishing respect. I'm a parent of four. And in my parenting, I've come to understand that if you don't respect yourself and your children don't see it, if you don't respect others and your children don't see it, they're not going to respect you. First, anyone that's a parent out there knows that after about 6 to 9 months when your child actually starts to move, you know, they go from that adorable stage to where they just lay there, they eat, poop, cry. they get to where they begin to imitate you. Usually the first thing that most parents notice is that they're imitating the words or that they will copy your words. Already, respect should be in the process of being taught. Be wary or knowledgeable or even alert. I think that's the word I want to use. Be alert to the words you're using around your children. Yes, many times whenever we get older, we tell our children, no, don't say that. But then we turn around and say it. They're not understanding that they're bad words because they see mommy and daddy use them all the time. So that is one thing. Actions are another. Most of you all who are parents of little girls know that whenever they hit a certain age, they want to be just like mommy. They want to dress like mommy, which is the dress-up phase. They want to put on makeup like mommy. They want to put on heels like mommy. Stop prancing around like mommy. Why? Because mommy's their superhero. Mommy is the first person that they're learning anything from. Mommy is the person that they want to be when they grow up. Mommy is amazing. Mommy is the reason that I'm here and I'm still here and I've survived. And the same thing with dad. Don't let me leave out dad. Same thing with dad. I've seen little boys literally get their daddy's shoes and try their best with their little feet to get in those shoes, start walking in those shoes, start taking big steps and try to, you know, walk in daddy's big old shoes and say, ha ha ha, I'm dada. Once again, for the exact same reason, daddy is our hero. Daddy is the man we want to be. Daddy is the equivalent to the best thing since ever, because at that time, I really don't think that they understand what sliced bread is. But the best person ever, the best thing ever. Right now, daddy can do no wrong because I see dad. Dad loves me. I love him. Dad takes care of me. Dad is always there for me. He does anything I need. Dad's awesome. Whenever you have parents that are blessed enough to both be in them babies' lives, oh my goodness, I can't tell you the magnitude of excitement that children have. But with that being said, you got to watch what you say to each other, or even what you say to a comrade, or how you talk to other people, how you talk about people. Even your mannerisms, because mind you, children, they watch. Anybody that has children, we've always heard your children are always watching. You got to be careful what you do and say. The reason that they say that is because that is usually where respect is established. It doesn't really have to be a respect between a parent and a child. But right now, it's just knowing how to be respectful. And they can only learn that from you. So, whenever I see older children out here who are being disrespectful to their parents, who are sitting there and telling their parents off, and all their parents do is either kind of look shocked, that's what I often call stuck on stupid, because literally it's a deer in the headlights type of reaction. It already lets me know that respect really hasn't been established. And that's the first and foremost thing. Okay. Next thing that I think of whenever I see these children talking back to their parents, talking down to their parents, threatening their parents, or even challenging. For me, it starts with challenging their parents. It really irks my nerves because, mind you, I'm in my 30s, but I was raised by somebody that whenever I was born was already in their 50s. Okay? So, with her, we didn't challenge my mother. My mother was very quick to discipline with whatever was there at any given time. It did not matter who was looking at her. It did not matter who was around her. She was quick to discipline. And I say discipline because even though she did these things subconsciously, quickly, second nature, she was also teaching us that you don't step out of line whenever you are speaking to an adult. You do not say certain things whenever you're speaking to an adult. You do not do certain things whenever you are in the presence of an adult. And just like that, she taught me that there's many things you do do. Here's one example. Whenever you were at someone's house, you addressed the owner, the man and the wife, or the man and the woman of the house. Don't even have to be a married couple. You address the owners of the home. You let them know, hello, you're here. I respect you. I see you. Nice to meet you. How are you doing today? Because at the end of the day, it's not really about what your friends say. The owner tells you to get off their property and you don't go, then police can be called. Then other consequences can be had. And I'm not talking about the consequences where we're going to send you home and you're going to get a spanking from your mom. These are major consequences. If the owner tells you to leave, you leave. Therefore, you address the owner whenever you get to someone's home. That was the first thing that we naturally, subconsciously did. Another thing was whenever you had two adults talking, you did not linger. They're having an adult conversation. That conversation usually was something that even if you thought you could respond to it, it was something that you might not have understood And just like I was saying earlier, a lot of times whenever children are around people, we like to listen and then we like to repeat because it makes us feel bigger, tougher, and it kind of mentally puts us in a similar place of our parents. For me growing up, that was a no-no. You were a child, you stayed in a child's place. What that meant is that you were a child. You went to go play, you did childish things. You played with other children, you played on toys. You tried to make your childhood as fun as it could be because I was always taught that you only got one and it was gonna leave quick. Even though as a kid, you never really think like that. 18 years is a long time to a kid versus an adult who's lived 18 years, two, three, and four, five, almost 10 times over. So, depending. So, these were the core things that we learned early on. But in learning these things, one of the one things that I do remember my mother always doing is that regardless of whether she told me, regardless of whether I got disciplined or regardless of whether I got punished, she always had follow through. She made it a point that if she told you something was going to happen, she was going to keep her word to you. Now, that is something that I've gotten from my mother, and that's something that I appreciate because as an adult now, I understand that it wasn't just as far as a punishment. It was in everything. My mother tried to keep her word in every situation. But if there was ever a thought that she couldn't do it, she would sit there and tell you no. And it wasn't because she didn't want to. It's because she really did not want to teach you disappointment. And being that parents are honestly the first superheroes that we see until we start having streams of disappointment in our children's eyes. That's where a lot of kids fall off. Because parents promise too many things. My mother really didn't have a problem saying no. If it was something financial that she really didn't know if she could handle or not, being that there was more than just me growing up, then she would just tell me no. That way, if she happened to do it, it was great. It was a surprise. It was something that really meant the world to me because it made me feel like, oh, well, you know what? She loves us and she's doing this because she's just being awesome. Versus her sitting there saying, okay, well, you know what? I found an extra $20 here, or I found an extra $100 there, or I found an extra $50. I don't really need it for anything important right now. So let me go ahead and do this real quick. You know, or these kids are hungry. I got to figure out and get them something to eat. So let's go ahead and do this real quick. You know, as kids, we didn't see it like that. So going back to these children and talking back to their parents and challenging their parents, I believe that's where it started. And a lot of times with younger parents, that's where it ended because often this isn't something that is often done. Or whenever you have younger parents, they forget, you know, about the essentials, the establishing essentials. A lot of times with these young parents, you know, they just had a baby. They're trying to keep up with, you know, rocking, sleeping, crying, making bottles or breastfeeding, and then trying to get a schedule so they can go back to their regular life. As the children grow older, they're trying to keep up with the times instead of preparing themselves ahead of time for the changes that may come. So we forget to watch what we say, how we say, to be able to really think, wow, okay, as much as I want to go off right now, these kids are right here and they're looking at me. You know, as much as I want to tell you off, as much as I can't stand you, these kids are here right now and they're looking at me. Or as badly as I'm frustrated right now because of what happened at work. Instead of me being frustrated and going full on in that frustration and lashing out at everybody around me. These children are innocent. Nothing that happened is their fault. I need to be able to stop, think about what was going on. And in the process of stopping and thinking about what was going on, I need to also think about how they're going to feel if I start going off the way I really want to go off. It's the same with certain things like doing drugs or I do apologize, you guys. I was interrupted by something that kind of needed urgent attention. Even though I feel horrible for having to leave you for a second. But back to what we were saying. On the category of not my style of parenting. We have a lot of kids out here who don't listen to their parents because they've not established any kind of respect or any kind of major role. It used to be that whenever establishing respect, it was you do for them, they do for you, or for me. One of the ways I establish respect in my household is that, especially when they're young, I make it a point for them to use courtesy, for them to be thankful, for them to be grateful, for them to say thank yous, may I's. Understanding that they have to ask in a certain way in order to get something that they want. And if they don't, well, then they don't get it. Even if they did ask, can I? Things of this nature. For me, courtesy has a big part to do with it. Whenever you learn to be appreciative of something, it's easier to be respectful. Usually, too many young adults learn appreciation through major loss. As parents, we don't want our children to have to go through a major loss, be it losing your home, sanity, freedom, loved one, or anything of this nature. In some cases, not even a small loss, because depending on the age of the child, even a small loss might be traumatic enough. But you know, that is another way I establish respect in my house. So far in my house, I establish respect by using common courtesies, making sure that what I say to my other children, to them, or to my spouse are appropriate for my smaller, my younger children to say to their friends, their cousins, each other, their older sisters, and in some cases, their dad. Because I do talk to my husband. Granted, it is usually away from my children, but not always. So I do talk to my husband about certain things and in certain ways. And I'm lucky and I'm truly blessed to not have had to deal with my babies calling my husband baby or honey. But I still try to watch how often I use that, even though right now I believe that my children understand that that is an endearing term, or that is the term that mom uses for dad and dad uses for mom. They don't really understand the whole term of endearment yet. But whenever I call them my love, princess, prince, young sir, young lady, things of this nature, I make sure that there is a lot of love behind it, so that whenever they do understand terms of endearment, they can understand immediately that that's what those were. There was never any question. One of the things I do try to limit is my frustration level. I try to find multiple ways of distracting myself from my frustration or being able to handle my frustration regardless of whether it's a walk, I smoke a cigarette, or I just literally have to go in my car, lock my car, go ahead and vent in my car, moderately, not too loud. And so that whenever I come back inside the house or I come back around my children, I'm in a completely different mindset, in a different mood, and they don't feel any kind of tension that's coming off of me. Now, I will say this. Sometimes that works for me. At other times, I do need improvement. There is room for improvement. There will always be room for improvement. As your children grow, they change. And whenever there's consistent change, there is always room for improvement on any consistent change. Now, that's how I establish respect in my house. So, once again, when I see children that are disrespecting their parent, that are flipping their parent off, that are telling their parent that, you know, they'll sit there and call the state on them, or they can do whatever they want to do, or whenever your parent establishes something, like tells you to go to your room, and you decide that you're going to leave and not come back for hours on end, yeah, I got a problem with that. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. You all are my listeners. You all are my family. I try to be as honest as I can in my family. So with that being said, the first thing I think of is not my child, because honestly, the consequence and repercussion of that choice would not be favorable. Period. And yes, there would be a consequence and repercussion. There would not be discussion about it. There would not be talking about it. There would not be debating about it. I understand that there are a lot of parents out here that want to give their children freedom. And you know what? Hey, I am all for giving my children freedom, but I am also for giving them a level of freedom that they can handle, control, and understand. What that means is I'm not going to give a 5-year-old rein to do whatever they want to do in my house, to talk to whoever, any old kind of way. One, because that's a reflection of my parenting. Those who know me know I take pride in my children. I take pride in my job. I take pride in my life and the things I've gotten in my life, as well as the things that I've lost and the things that I have shied away from. Some were stronger than others. Some were easier than others. The person I am today, I take pride in every aspect of that person. Period. So, with that being said, I have an issue with giving too much freedom and then you're not teaching your child how to use that freedom appropriately. I was always taught growing up that there is a time and a place for everything. We don't always have to like it, but that's the way it is. There is a time to speak. There is a time for silence. There is a time to get angry. There is a time to be at peace. There is a time to put in work. There's a time to rest. There's a time to use any skills given, as well as there is a time to hold back. So, in my house, the type of freedom that I would give a 13 or a 14-year-old would not be the same type of freedom that I would give my 5-year-old. Vice versa. I think that people now are scared of any kind of repercussion that will come to them. What that means is that a lot of times the parents want to be able to reprimand and discipline their children, but they're afraid that somebody else is going to have an opinion. And because someone else decides to be verbal about their opinion, mind you, these people don't know anybody, or sorry, don't know anybody in that family, don't know any situation that's going on. Thank you, beautiful. They are lovely. My daughter just brought me flowers, y'all, and they are absolutely beautiful.
I want flowers.
I do, too. Thank you. Can you hold them for me?
Oh, one flower.
Thank you. I'm sorry, y'all, but that is my baby. My baby kind of takes principle. But back to what I was saying. You know, these people don't know any of the other people, don't know their living situations, don't know what skills are given or not given. They just decide that they don't like what's going on because that's not what they had in their family. Therefore, they decide that they want to put a stop to that. Now, I'm going to elaborate on this and then I'm going to be right back. When I say these things, I'm talking about the random old lady that doesn't like the fact that a little girl wanted strawberries and she's throwing a fit in the store and you don't just cave in and give her strawberries because she's getting on the older lady's nerves. And the older lady feels like she can't do anything about it. So give her what she wants to make her shut up. That's more of what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, a family at a store and out of nowhere, a mother just starts beating up on some little baby that's, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 because they took some Skittles and they're supposed to like candy. They're supposed to want things. They're supposed to get things and try to put them in your cart. You know what I mean? They're supposed to try to express to you that, hey, mommy, daddy, you know, I would like this. This would be a good treat. Which comes with discipline. You have to give pros and cons. You can't just be 100% negative all the time. You have to do some positive and positive reinforcement. That works best with discipline. But, you know, parents like that, that will go out of their way to beat the crap out of their kids, then, okay, if somebody's going to call the state on you because you are using adult bodily force on a child that is not an adult, or cannot defend themselves the same as an adult would be able to, then yes, with that one, I condone calling. But with the scenario of the old lady just wanting the baby to shut up and the woman isn't making that baby shut up soon enough, and she decides to call the state, for a lot of parents, there is a fear of that. For me, no. There's not. It's not to say that no one would do that or that was never even a thought that popped into my head. What I'm saying is that that's not a fear. There's an understanding in my home that at the end of the day, it is me and my spouse's job to feed you, to take care of you, to give you the skills you need for success. Some of that goes along with being able to have you socialize, going to public school, being able to give you freedoms and responsibilities. That's having friends and being able to have some type of reward follow you doing a service. Kind of like how we almost day by day wait for that paycheck to come in. Whenever we're performing a service, it doesn't matter how big or how small it is. So, I don't fear that. I feel like I'm teaching my children the things that they need. Whenever you decide that you are upset or frustrated about something that's going on in someone else's life, that's one skill that I try to teach my children as well, is to stay out of certain things, or that old-fashioned skill that most of our parents try to teach us early on. Mind your own business. Be concerned with what you got going on and leave other people's issues alone. I've taught my children that as well. So, if I feel like you not understanding how our family is ran, yet you decide that you want to implement some kind of misunderstanding or some kind of misconception that you can go ahead and try to push your will, your desire onto my family. Yeah, all of my family were very strong-minded, very strong-willed, which is why I had to start so early in establishing respect, establishing an understanding that who I am, who my husband is, and what our roles are for you. And how our roles are never to hurt you. How our roles are to protect you at any and all times. Regardless of whether it's things that you foresee or not, and regardless of whether it's in a way that you agree with or not. It's our job to see things that are seen and unseen by you. So as a parent, I do my job. As far as a lot of these children, you can tell that they don't have the parent or their parents have not established certain skills. By the way, other children act, and when I put this one out there, this one really grinds my gears. When I see kids outside doing drugs, and not just outside of their home, but on the stoop of their property or their parents' property, doing drugs, drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and you were under a legal age. In my mind, that states if there is a police officer that just so happens to come down the street for whatever reason, pertaining to you or not pertaining to you, and they just so happen to see you, and they stop, there's a chance that not only will you be reprimanded for your choice in actions, but your parents will be reprimanded on things that are either known, unknown, seen, unseen to them. Now, as a parent, often we have to take responsibility and accountability for what our children do. But see, that's another sign of disrespect to me. It is. Now, once again, I'm not condemning. If this is something that you've seen or something that you're going through, this is not me bashing you at all. I mean, if you want to call in, I can go ahead and do a more one-on-one with you, and there would be no bashing or no disrespect. But that is not how I run my house. Now, just because it's not how I run my house does not mean I'm talking down to anybody else. I'm just establishing that there are certain things that go on in my house. And because it goes on in my house is able to run smoothly. My children are able to have the skills that they need to be able to have healthy relationships and continue healthy relationships. I want to be a grandparent one day. No day soon, but one day. But I don't want to have to worry about my grandbabies coming to my house saying this, saying that, that you never spoke whenever you were growing up. Or having to meet your significant other and trying to figure out where they came from and how they were established. You know, these are things that as parents we already naturally are going to worry about if we haven't had to worry about them before. And I guess I would say that would be a fear of mine. My children being attracted to some kind of link of chaos or something that is not as smoothly run as we are. Therefore, there are some butting of heads whenever it comes to establishing certain skill sets on how to communicate. Communication is another thing that allows, or it's another thing that plays in establishing respect. Well, I think I've jabbered on long enough, guys. If you all have any comments or you want to call in, chime in, please feel free to text me or call in. I can't wait to hear from you guys. Until next time, I see you later.